gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask questions at that time, press star, then one. This call is also being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Roger Hellmann. Sir, you may begin.
Oh, great. Thanks very much, Matt. And I'd like to welcome everyone to this Tivoli Talk. Today we'll be covering some new news with respect to the Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database and Tivoli Service Request Management. And it'll be important information that will help you sell these offerings. So really good stuff headed your way. So let's get started. Let's go to the next slide, slide number two. Okay, why is this Tivoli Talk important to you? There's some new news with respect to Tivoli Release Process Manager. It's now a chargeable component of the Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database, so we'll be covering that. In addition, there's some new features and capabilities and benefits in the CCMDB. They're available today, so take advantage of them and sell the CCMDB. In addition, we've got some new news with respect to Tivoli Service Request Manager, some new features and benefits. Again, available today that you can talk to your customer about. These offerings deliver more business value than ever before. So some really, really important information here today. Let's go to the next slide. And I'll cover the presenters speaking. This is Roger Hellmann in the Sales Enablement team. We've also got Rich Johnson from Product Management, who covers Release Process Manager and the Change and Configuration Management Database. And we got another heavy hitter in addition to Rich. We got Pandya Natharajan, who works in product management on service request management. So we got some real experts here for you. So I think you'll really benefit from this Tivoli Talk. Let's go to the next slide. Our agenda, we've just finished the introduction. We've got a lot to cover, so I'm going to be quiet in a minute and let the experts talk. Rich will be talking about the CCMDB and TRPM. Pandyan will talk about TSRM, Service Request Manager. And then I'll close and talk about sales resources and where you can go to get more information. So with that, let's go to slide number five, and I'm going to turn it over to Rich Johnson, where he's going to talk about the CCMDB and release process management. So take it away, Rich.
Thanks, Roger. Really appreciate the time that everybody has given us to listen to this information. We're very excited about what's going on with the CCMDB and with Tivoli Release Process Manager. If you go to full screen mode, I've got a couple build charts in here that will present better. So on chart six, just as a reminder, what is we've got the CCMDB here, which is made up of several things, including it's not pictured here, recovery engine. We've got our change and configuration processes, and we've got new to this 7.2.1 is the release process manager, which is now included into the CCMDB. And I'll talk about why that's important in a minute, but what's key here is that the information that's contained within the CMDB is not only used by change and release, but it's also used by other products. Certainly, if you hit enter again, you see TATM come up there. TATM is our trusted source of gathering configuration information or CIs from your IT environment. With its discovery and reconciliation normalization engines, you can assure your customer that your database can be trusted for making those business critical decisions that you need when you're doing changing configuration management. Hit it again, you can see that TSRM is also based on this common data model or common database, the CMDB. Incidents and problems are also stored within the CMDB, which makes it very easy for an end user to look at the history of a problem or an incident, the change, the release, the whole life cycle of the artifact, which makes it very positive. A lot of our competitors here do not have this continuality of data string. TAMET plays an important role in this picture as well in terms of how we are able within the CMDB to link the assets to the CIs. So if you're doing asset management and you're doing the complete asset life cycle, you can see it all the way through, down through the release. You can look at the CI, look at the asset, and go all the way back through all the process artifacts, like I said before. TCM, which is our cloud provisioning capability, also uses the CIs within the CMDB. So from a Tivoli perspective, the CMDB is going to is the base for the data and going to continue to be strengthened. Hit the click again, and you can see that the where we've also now have integrations with WSRR for gathering the critical web services configuration information. Web services have been a component of the distributed environment for quite a while. They're going to become more and more important. There will be a critical part of configuration management, as is Rational Asset Manager, in order to keep track of development artifacts and include them in the change process and release process. We have access, and they are also the CI's rational development artifacts can be converted to CIs for reference within the CMDB. So going on to Chart 7, I want to give you a brief intro into what your customers are reading about from Gartner and IDC and the rest of them. And the first one here is very important. Gartner has finally stood up and says, look, you shouldn't buy change, you shouldn't buy a configuration process without consideration of an integrated release process management solution. And with the introduction of 7.2.1, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, that we are delivering both change, release, and configuration processes as a complete package within the CMDB solution today. Very key. Gartner has finally stood up and said, without these total end-to-end processes, you're not going to have a complete system. So very interested that Gartner has, excuse the terminology, wised up and recognized that these processes are critical. Also, I give note here that configuration management, you know, they used to talk about 85% of the errors within the IT environment are caused by change. Well, they've now, because of maturity of the market, maturity of the tooling and everything like that, that's down to 40%. It shows that the customers are adopting these methodologies and these products in order to control the changes. And there's a big market out there for these type of tools. Now, IDC throws in provisioning and some other products in when they do this market analysis, but what's key from a change, configuration management, release management, as well as the CMDB itself, a huge market out there that we ought to be leveraging. And with our very competitive tools, and I'm going to take you through a couple things that tells you why they're competitive, you ought to be talking to your customers about it. Okay, I'm going to give you another reminder on Chart 8, okay, for what CCMDB 7.2 provided. We added a lot of new graphical capability within the product. Topology was always a thorn in our side. Well, we've got a very usable topology capability within the product we introduced last November. Process maps. Give the customers the capability. And by the way, if you click through this while I'm talking about it, these graphics come out on the slide. The process maps give you the capability to see exactly what's going on. Very easy to see where the change is, what's holding it up, or what the status is. Deployer's workbench, an easy way to configure the internal structures of the CMDB. This was a homegrown tool that grew in acceptance as we got more and more customers use it. They love it, and it's an easy way to get up and running as quickly as possible. And you're going to see a lot more happen here with 7.2.1, and when we move out into the future, this is going to play a bigger role in terming how easy the product is to install and run. We've got automated impact analysis. We're the only ones within the industry where we automate impact analysis. We give you a rules-based engine so that you don't clutter your response in it, but only able to focus in on what you need. Very exciting. Customers love it. Really getting a lot of good feedback from our end users. Simplified workflow change process. We really put a lot of automation into this. We're really looking at those accounts that are doing thousands of changes a month. We've got one account that's doing over 15,000 changes a month. And when you're doing that many changes, you don't process those by people. You have automated processes behind this, and this new processes that we put into the product make it very easy to do that. A lot of very good automation capability here. Also, we provided some other things in terms of blackout periods, service provider we introduced so that we can now run a single license of the CCMDB and the process managers in an instant and support multiple customers. Very good. We find a lot of uptake with this. In particular, what I was surprised about to see, a lot of non-traditional service provider customers, customers that want to treat their internal organization as a service provider environment. So very exciting news that came out in 7.2. But what we're here to talk about today is 7.2.1. Enough of the reminder. I'm going to tell you what's new. A lot of cool stuff in here. I'm really excited about it. We did a lot of research with our customers and taking designs out to them and showing them, say, is this right? Is that right? And they gave us very valuable input. First of all, if you look in Chart 10, Release Process Manager is being combined within the CCMDB product so that now not only provides the CMDB itself, but contains all the different processes that a customer would need, the change and config, which is a chargeable component, as well as the release process manager as a chargeable component. Again, it's a single place for packaging. It's a single install. We'll get them installed, get them up and running. Multi-customer support is also in release management, but again, release management is a maturity statement, okay? And your customers are reaching the point where they've either installed CCMDB or they're looking for the solution for CCMDB, and now they are looking to say, well, how do I manage it from the point where the change has been approved to the point where the change is ready for packaging with other changes, run it through my test procedures, and get it out through the deployment engine, be it TPM, be it TCM, whatever your customers are running. How do I complete that process so that I don't introduce errors in the latter stages of my change process, if you will? And with this introduction, we now have from IBM, we continue to have instant problem change, release, and deployment, a total solution for this very critical space in terms of process management. Going on to Chart 11, CI baselines. Baseline support is a capability that we're introducing with 7.2.1 that provides a capability of taking snapshots. You can do it from a single CI. You can do it from a multiple CIs. There's many different ways in order to set up the CIs. You can do it as a result of queries. Say you query all your servers or all your Unix or Linux servers. You can take that snapshot, make it a baseline, save that baseline away, and then take another baseline maybe after a series of changes, maybe after a period of time, and then you can actually do a compare baseline to baseline. And when you do that, you'll get out the things that have changed, and you can begin to audit your baselines. Remember, when you're talking about CCMDB or a CMDB, you're talking about the criticality of trust, because your customers are going to be making decisions based on what they see in the configuration database. Baseline support is another level of that trust. Customers are looking at this to maybe take a snapshot of an application environment. But it provides the capability of not only creating these baselines, but managing them as well as naming them to different versions, et cetera. So in chart 12 is a kind of a screenshot that shows how you manage. You want to create a name. Maybe it's SAP application snapshot version 1, version 2. It gives you the capability of activating or inactivating them. An active CI is the one that you would use for comparison. An inactive one might be an older version. It could be a new version that you want to look through to make sure that it's correct. But it gives you the capability of state management, really, in creating these baselines. Many different options to creating the content, whether it be related CIs, child CIs, CIs within an application, device type, you name it, you could pretty much do create them. Comparison is there for to find out if you're getting unauthorized changes. Again, trust in the CMDB. So that's baseline support. But what we're really, really excited about is our new scheduling capability. When you're dealing with thousands of CIs, you need the capability of doing automated scheduling around all those changes. And so what we've introduced is more of a graphical nature within our scheduler to schedule the activities, the change, and the releases necessary to do the scheduling. And if you look at the top of this screenshot here, you can see list, change, assessment. That's the actual idle process. And we've done a lot in terms of simplifying the GUI. And so now when you're doing assessments, you're doing your impact analysis, and you're doing your authorization, you get all your approvals, et cetera, your CAB approvals. And we've added the tab, an assessment. After assessment, you want to go ahead and, or after authorization, you want to go ahead and schedule. And we've added some new capability in here. You can see on slide 14 the capability of the different options that you have, the project, class of work order that you're trying to schedule, et cetera. But really, what's really cool about this and what's gotten our customers so excited is on chart 15. Okay, the graphics that we put it in into here. Okay, and I'm going to step through this. I'm going to break out each one of these different quadrants and tell you what it contains. But we've included Gantt charting and drag and drop of those dates and scan outs, zoom in type of capability on that schedule. We've got the capability of blackout periods in here. We can commit schedules right from here. We can push another button. It'll automatically schedule it for you, and you just go through and approve it. But we can schedule against resource constraints, and I'll take you through these. And we're going 100 miles an hour, and you can always contact me later if you have any questions, even after the Q&A period. I welcome any of all questions from you sales guys. So from a Gantt chart perspective, now I've taken that that top layer out of there, and you can see over on the left you got your work order table in here, the hierarchy of tasks that must be accomplished. And these scheduled time bars, they turn red, green, gray, et cetera, based on whether or not the tasks being scheduled or the work orders being scheduled, whether they're in an acceptable period of time or not. You drag these right, drag them left, you can expand them, et cetera, and you can push, like I said before, you push one of the buttons on the toolbar, and it'll automatically go find the appropriate time to schedule. But it's also takes into account predecessor activities and tasks. Very important when rolling out a change. So some changes could be quite complex, quite involved. You push that button and say, okay, system, you go tell me when this can be scheduled, and then you work backwards from is that an accept, acceptable time period for you, but again, a lot of usability in here. Looking at chart 17 here, this is where you get your constraints, okay, whether it be other activities and tasks that are happening at the same period, whether it's a blackout period, whether the change is being scheduled within a change period, change calendar, change window. Those green bars represent available change times. The grayed-out period says, no, you can't schedule anything during that time. The red periods are blackout windows or other tasks. You can even schedule down to the workload an individual has to do. If Dan has five tasks that he has to be doing, that's going to show up probably as a red bar. But you can set all the constraints here. You can add additional resources. If Dan has too many tasks to have, but it's very, very, very cool the way it does it. By the way, we've got demos available for all this stuff, and that demo is really, really great. Really, excuse the phrase, but it's really sexy when a customer sees it. So, other enhancements. I'm kind of wrapping up. I want to get it over to Pandian so he can go through his stuff and get a large enough time period for questions. But we've made additional install improvement, serviceability enhancements in the areas of logging and tracing, backup and restore, recovery from failed installs. We're listening to our clients. We're giving them the capability they need. Performance enhancements throughout the product, particularly in CI promotion and iTech performance improvements we've made throughout the product. So we're really excited about 721. Our early customers, our betas, has been very successful. Some of the highest marks we've ever received. And from our customers, we've asked them to come in and be design consultants with us. They love what we come out with. So hopefully I've given you enough information. If not, you can ask questions at the end of the session or contact me directly. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to my buddy Pandian and let him take you through TSRM. Pandian.
Hey, thank you, Rich. This is Pandian Athirajan. I'm the product manager for TSRM. What Rich has been presenting and what I am going to present related to the version 7.2.1 that has been released on Friday, August 27th. So you have a very brand new release, and what we are presenting to you is the new features that have been included in this release. I know all of you in the call are very busy working and trying to close the 3Q deal. Keep in mind that the new features what we added here will definitely help you when you try to close the deal with the potential prospects. So with that, I'm going to step you through very quickly on the new features in version 7.2.1 of TSRM. So if you look at chart number 20, again, just a reminder, TSRM contains two main components, service desk component and service catalog component. And ours is the only product in the market. Ours is the only product in the market that combines this component and make it available to the customer as single product to handle all the service requests from their employees. So going to the slide number 21, basically from here I'm starting about talking all the features that we included in 7.2.1. Again, as I mentioned in my previous chart, the TSRM contains two components, and we added new features in both the components in 7.2.1 release. So looking at chart number 21, this we have added a new optional self-service user interface. And most of the sales team came back and told me they are getting feedback from the customer. Our GUI is very dense, not user-friendly, not intuitive. So they are getting a resistance or headwind when they try to sell the product to the customer. So we listened to your feedback, and what we did in 7.2.1 is we added a brand new Web 2.0-based user interface for self-service users. Again, this interface is only for self-service users, and for admins, managers, agents, we keep the traditional Maximo-based GUI. I have added screenshot in my next slide. But before we jump in there, I just wanted to ensure that the new GUI is mainly for self-service users. And what we did in that GUI is we have not distinguished between a service desk issue or service catalog issue. We made more and more integrated approach for resolving the employee service request. So as you look at the GUI, you will understand where I am coming from. So if you jump to slide number 22, this shows the GUI. It's basically, if you look at on the left-hand side, you see a navigator box that basically talks about, from the employee perspective, what problems they have. We are not even telling them, hey, go and use the desk or go and use the catalog. We are asking them, what do you need, what problem you want to address, and what are your frequent requests that employees have been submitting. We have strengthened the search capability. So the moment you put a search, we are going to give you all the solutions related to the keyword, all the service offerings in the catalog that are available for the keyword, and all the tickets that you have submitted related to the keyword. And on the right-hand side, you have various parts that shows about the bulletin board, the status of your request, and then any work that are related to you if you're agent or the admins. So GUI looks really nice in the demo, and we made it really pretty. And so when you go and talk to your prospects for the 3Q and 4Q deal, feel free to show them the new GUI, and then if you have any issues on any of this demo, feel free to contact me or any of the development team you have been working with already. So jumping into slide number 23, this talks about the rich text editing capability. This is, again, one of the long-time requests from our various enterprise customers, especially when they try to edit the long description field, that is the solutions in the knowledge base or the description of catalog offering. They wanted the capability like bold, underline, italics, strike through, or they want to choose different font, different color, and they want to insert an image, or they want to make something as hyperlinked, or they want to cut and paste. I mean, we provide all this capability very similar to what you see in any decent Word package. So this capability is available in 721 for any long description field, such as solution field or the catalog offering description field. Jumping into slide number 24, this talks about the web replay capability for training. Especially if a new employee comes in, and then, or even when you introduce the TSRM for the very first time in an enterprise, customers will, or employees will ask, okay, how do I submit a ticket? How do I understand the status of my ticket? How do I search the knowledge base? There are a lot of questions keep coming up to them. How do I do this? Instead of making them go and read through the entire technical manual, which is probably usually 1,000 pages, they may not have time. What we did was we created a short video or short steps that need to be taken for a specific activity. And then we included that at the interface level, where if an employee has a question on doing some activity or an admin has got some questions on doing something, they can click through that web replay link and understand how that needs to be done, and they can do their work very quickly. This not only talks about the web replay content we are planning to provide, but the customer themselves can create a web replay and add it to the library so that if they want to train their employees in a very specific way, and they can create content and make it available to their employees. So if you look at the slide number 25, this basically gives you a web replay scenario on basically how to configure a template and notification. Again, this is mainly from your admin perspective. And this basically takes them through what are things they need to do, and then it basically contains series of steps. If you look at the bottom of the screen, again, I am at screen number 25, and if you look at the bottom, you see that a web replay portlet, and underneath that you see a lot of dots, and basically those are the content that are available to you for training your employees, for the web replay content that are available to you for training your employees or admins or agents. With that, I am jumping into slide number 26 that talks about what are the web replay content we are planning to provide on Opal probably in the next few weeks. And these are the things that's going to be available, and the customers can download it and make it part of their TSRM application. Again, as I mentioned earlier, they can also create on their own and publish it in the web replay library. Jumping on to the next slide, number 27, this talks about the content installer. Again, content is a very key to improve the time to value. We provide several out-of-the-box content, such as process workflows, communication templates, web replay, as I talked earlier, and then we also provide a bunch of KPIs and reports, etc. And then we continue to keep adding to that, adding the content in a library called ISM, that is IBM Service Management Library. It used to be called as Opal. Opal, and if somebody talks about ISM library, are one and the same. We recently changed the name of Opal into ISM library. Since we keep adding content to the library, we also receive a lot of our business partners wanted to add content to the library. And what we did in 7.2.1 is we included an installer, basically, that goes and searches this library, and then based on what is available, it presents to you an interface that, hey, these are the content that have been released recently. What are the things you want me to install on your instance? So basically, the customer can choose, and then once they choose and click on install, and those contents that will get added to your application instance. Again, this is a very quick way to search the Opal or ISM library and make it available to you, those contents that are of interest to your use and to your interest of the application. Jumping on to slide number 28, this talks about some of the other functions we released in 7.2.1 of TSRM. First talks about knowledge-based ownership. Right now, we create a lot of solutions and add it to the knowledge base. And what we have done in 7.2.1 is we create an association between a solution and a owner on a owner group. For example, you have a network-related solution, and you can associate that to the network group or a particular SME within the network group who owns the solution, who has got the responsibility to edit and keep it up to date. And we also released through the ISM library the integration between TSRM and Remedy. Again, this is one of the very popular requests we have been getting from sales as well as customers, because you have experienced in your sales situation that your existing prospect has got a Remedy installation, and then the question invariably comes from the customer is, how do I maintain the relationship or coexistence between these two service desk applications? So we have come up with the integration module that links TSRM with the BMC Remedy. It's a bi-directional integration so that all the tickets are created in either one of these applications are synced, and then you can keep TSRM as an enterprise service desk so that you have one application to go to understand the status of all the tickets that have been raised within your enterprise. The third main function we released in 7.2.1 is the CTI integration. In earlier 7.1 and 7.2, we released integration with Genesys as well as Cisco CTI software, and I have been getting a lot of requests from various geos on integration with Nortel, AVI, and Siemens, and some of the local CTI software. Again, it's impossible to create an integration with all these modules throughout the world that exist. So what we did was we created a standard-based integration module. As long as the vendor product is compliant with the JTAGI standard. JTAGI is one of the standards in the CTI today. As long as the vendor product is compliant with the JTAGI, we can integrate with any vendor product. It doesn't matter whether it's Siemens or Avaya or Nautil or anything else. As long as they are compliant with JTAGI, we can integrate with the TSRM. Mm-hmm. The next functionality is a very popular request on how we integrate with the Cognos. As you know, that Cognos has been bought by IBM, and then there's a lot of requests from the customers that they want to link CSRM data with the Cognos tool. In 7.2.1, we are providing a limited support for Cognos reporting, and basically all the ticket-related objects have the necessary infrastructure for feeding the data into Cognos tool so that you can create a report from your Cognos license. In addition to that, we also provide a limited use license of a subset of the Cognos reporting tool with the 7.2.1. And the next bullet in the slide is the support for Turkish language. Jumping into slide number 29, this talks about the additional enhancement we have done. Basically, the first bullet in slide number 29 talks about the owner and owner group issues we have been having in the previous releases. Basically, in the 7.1 and 7.2, the owner and owner group are mutually exclusive. That is, if you are owner, then you will not be able to fill in the owner group, or if you are owner group, you will not be able to fill in the owner field. And a lot of customers came back and asked us they want to fill in both the field. So what we did was we added a new field called assigned owner group in 7.2.1. So basically, if you assign a ticket to a network group, and within network group, you assign a ticket to, let's say, Ridge. So in 7.2.1, you can also show that owner is Ridge, and then assigned owner group is network group. So this will enable you to create a lot of KPIs and associate report as customers wanting to do with the TSRM. Then the next bullet talks about the simplified SR approval application. Right now in the catalog, the managers have to go through a lot of details before they approve the catalog request from the employee. So what we did was, since managers got a lot of requests, they don't want to see all the details, and they just want to look at the basic information about the request and then go ahead and approve the request. So in 7.2.1, we simplified the SR approval process and provide the basic information to the manager so that he can quickly approve the request from the employee. The next major work we did in 7.2.1 is related to runbook. As you may know, in 7.2 and 7.2.1, we had some basic capability about runbook, but 7.2.1, we took this capability to the new height. Basically, we have several improvements we done in the runbook infrastructure, and we basically came out with a new workflow designed as Canvas. It's basically enhancement to what we had in 7.2, but it's basically a lot more capability than what you have seen so far. And we also added a lot more functionality in terms of actions. Action is basically a set of steps you are going to take when you do a particular task and activity. And then we also provide a scripting capability so that you can, whether it's for integration or whether it's for doing a particular task, that can be automated. So we provided the support. So with these three, that is a workflow enhancement, action capability, and then scripting capability, we basically come out with a runbook infrastructure that is on par with anything you can see in the market today. Again, this is very critical for the sales folks on the call, because we have probably a couple of deals this year, as well as several deals last year. We had challenges in positioning CSRM with competition as far as the runbook capability is concerned. So with the 7.2.1 release, in fact, we equalized, and we are on par or at least even above the competition as far as the runbook is concerned. So I'm going to show the couple of slides on the runbook enhancement starting with slide number 30. And basically 30, 31, and 32 talks about what are the work we have done. So let's focus on slide number 30 that talks about the workflow designer capability. Basically, it upgraded Canvas and then a lot of navigation improvements. And then second step point we did in the workflow administration, because when you do the runbook, you are going to get a lot of runbook, a lot of workflows. And then we provide an expanded capability for workflow administration. We also provide a new workflow launcher. It's basically Explorer interface from the Canvas itself. And then the fourth major work we did towards the runbook automation is automation script, because runbook is basically nothing but automation of a routine work that can be done. It can be as simple as collecting a log from a server. For those of you who do not know what runbook is nothing but automation capability so that you don't have to repeat the same work again and again and again. So, for example, when you try to resolve a ticket, you would like to collect the log. In collecting the log, it's very, very straightforward. Somebody logs into the server, assuming that you have the necessary authentication and the authorization to do your particular job, and you are going to type in the same kind of command and collect the log, and then attach the log to the ticket. So this is a very routine work, and that can be completely automated. And that is what the runbook does. Basically, you can create a script that does the collection of the log and attach it to the work, to the ticket with the work log. I'm just giving an example. There are a lot of things can be done like that. Stop a process, start a process, distribute a patch, fix some issues. These are the things that can be a routine job, that can be automated, and you can create a runbook for each of these capability. And that's what I meant by automation script capability in the slide number 30. And then the next bullet is number 5, that is improved OMP integration. Basically, we have the scripting capability to integrate with any operational management product. It can be IBM or it can be third-party product. Slide number 31 shows you some of the workflow designer for a particular activity here. If you look at on the right-hand side, it talks about onboarding employees, offboarding employees. These are the runbooks that are available. And then slide number 32 talks about the new workflow canvas. Again, if you are familiar with the TSRM, if you look at the canvas here, it's completely different. It's a lot more capability in the canvas, and I would like to encourage everybody here on the call, especially from TechSales, to play with this, to appreciate the capability we have put in 721. Again, I'm rushing through everything here, given the one-hour time frame we have. Basically, that brings the conclusion to the TSRM 7.2.1 features. Again, as I mentioned, it's a new release. We released on Friday, August 27th, and use this capability that Rich and I, we talked about to close some of the deals you are trying to close in 3Q as well as in 4Q. With that, Roger, back to you.
Great. Okay, thanks very much, Rich. Thanks very much, Pandian. This is Roger Hellman speaking, and let's close things up so we can get to hopefully a very active question and answer session. So let's go to the next slide. Many of you have heard me talk about going for the solution sale. More important than ever, especially with new features and capabilities in service request management and the CCMDB and some changes to release process manager. So you can see that IBM Tivoli is continuing to invest in these products and in this overall solution, keeping it competitive and putting it out in the lead in many respects. So great stuff on the truck to sell. Again, I want to remind everybody, and Rich touched on this in his portion of the presentation, that we have all of these products running on a common platform which unifies them. So provisioning, service request management, asset management, both for the enterprise, I know that's important to you Maximo sellers out there, and IT asset management and the change in configuration management, along with our asset discovery solutions for distributed as well as ZOS, all run on Tivoli's Process Automation Engine. What does that mean? That means you have a multi-product solution to sell, not just a bunch of individual, desperate point products. So in this case, I'll give you an example of how this unified common platform adds value. We heard about service request management, and we heard about change and configuration management. These two products, working together as part of an overall solution, deliver more value because I'll give you an example. Let's say that there's a problem in the data center, and it goes to the service desk. If the service desk can very easily and quickly look at recent changes that have been processed, and so they can look in the change and configuration management database very quickly and easily, they can more quickly determine the root cause of the problem in most cases and take faster corrective action. So we know that time is money. Business services need to be kept up and running. So the faster that our customers can fix problems, the better off they will be. And we have that capability via Tilly's Process Automation Engine and our unified solution. So a great competitive advantage for us to exploit from a sales standpoint. So let's go to the next slide, where to go for more information and help. I know that myself, Tandian, and Rich, as well as the other members of the teams who work on these products, are all available to you for more information and help. So please take advantage of us. Another thing that you can take take advantage of are our sales kits. And these are posted on Software Sellers Workplace and Partner World. And you can get a ton of information about service request management, the change of configuration management database. In addition, asset management, discovery in terms of TATM. All these kits are available for you to use. They contain announcement letters, white papers, presentations, links to demos, links to the customer reference database, and more. So please take advantage of them. In fact, they link to other sales kits as well. So, for example, if you went into the service request management sales kit or the CCMDB sales kit, you would see links to the other sales kits that are part of our solution family. And that even includes provisioning and other kits. So good stuff there, a lot of resources. Another resource is the Business Value Analyst Tool or the ROI tool. So there's a link there. ROI is the name of the game in sales situations now. We have a great tool for you to use for calculating return on investment for your client. There's also a sales acceleration play in place that talks about how we can tear out costs with our process automation engine, and it contains information about service request management as well as the change in configuration management database and more. So take advantage of that sales play as well. So with that, I'd like to go to the next slide and open it up for questions. Matt, are you there to open things up for questions?
Yes, at this time, if there are any questions or comments, please press star, then one, and record your name when prompted. Once again, for any questions or comments, press star, then one. One moment for our first question. Our first question comes from David Hart. Your line's open.
Hey, Rich and Pandian, great presentation. Real quick questions. The charts were labeled IBM Confidential. I assume now that we're GA that can be removed and these can be shared?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
When
the presentation was put together and the Tivoli talk was arranged, the content was still confidential. But now it's announced, so we'll remove that, post this stuff on the media library, and feel free to use it, guys.
All right. Another quick question. You related to deployment. I assume that's TPM, but we don't draw it on the charts yet, you know, in terms of a common platform for that. Is that assumption correct, deployment equals TPM or others, TPC?
Yeah, that's correct. Deployment is through TPM and TCM at this point in time, and we hope to even broaden that a little bit further in the future.
And my real question was just where are we with the industry analyst, Gartner in particular? I assume all this has been reviewed with them. Are we in better stead than we have been? I assume there's an action plan for that.
This is Pandian. We did brief with them on what we are planning on 721, and right now, since the Gartner created the term runbook, and we are planning to schedule a demo for them so that they appreciate what you've done with the 721 release. And we also have a monthly call and with the Gartner, and we are trying to update what are the things we are doing, what reference accounts we got latest, so that they help us position for the Magic Quadrant report that we are expecting anytime this quarter.
Great job. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
I show no further questions in queue at this time.
Okay. Well, with that, just would like to thank everybody for attending, for listening, and for participating. And again, please feel free to contact us if we can be of assistance in any way. And I know that goes for the product managers on the call, as well as the sales enablement team as a whole. So best of luck out there, guys, and keep in touch with us. We're here to help. Thanks very much.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.